Now, the AFL Footy Report.
The footy's on the radio!
Triple M rocks football.
Certainly do, with thanks to McDonald's. And round number 13 kicks off tonight. How exciting. Don Harley, very good morning to you, Don. How are you this morning?
I'm great, thanks, Matt. Man, what a week in football. It's all happening. Collingwood Football Club, Nathan Buckley, the fallout. So, big weekend in football.
It certainly is, mate. Great to see the local football coming back other side of the border, but it's coming back, which is great for the Sunraysia Football Netball League. All right, so round number 13, and it kicks off tonight, Port Adelaide and Geelong. What are you thinking?
Yeah, Port Adelaide, Geelong, really interesting one, this one. Of course, the benefit of Port Adelaide playing at home, but two very strong teams that we expect to feature deep into September. Patrick Dangerfield likely to return from an injury, but I don't think the Cats will travel all that well. So I've got Port Adelaide in a tight one, 10 points the margin.
All right, Sydney and Hawthorn.
Yeah, the Lance Franklin Cup, this one. Of course, Buddy Franklin back in some good form. The Swans are overwhelming favourites, and probably rightly so, against the Hawks, who have battled over the last couple of weeks. I think Lance Franklin will be prominent, and I think Sydney will get home 22 points the margin.
Tend to agree with you. And also on Saturday, Fremantle take on Gold Coast.
Yeah, the Gold Coast will travel over to Optus Stadium in the West and play the Fremantle Dockers. Of course, the Suns have hit some reasonable form. Tuke Miller, of course, a shining light in the midfield there. I think it'll be a close one, this one, Matt Mann, but I think the Dockers, purely for being at home, will get up 15 points the difference.
Alrighty, St Kilda, Adelaide.
Yeah, hard to get too much of a read on these two sides. Adelaide, of course, Tex Walker firing up forward. He's kicked a bag of goals and features very prominently in the Coleman medal. Max King, a lot's been said about his goal kicking. I think the Crows will actually upset the Saints here. I've got the Crows by 12.
There we go. North Melbourne and GWS on Sunday.
Doesn't get much better for North Melbourne. They come up against GWS, who will be hurting after a couple of losses in recent times. Toby Green likely to return for GWS, which would be a massive boost for them. So I think the GWS will get it done. 30 points the difference.
Good to see West Coast get a win over the weekend. West Coast and Richmond this weekend. This is going to be a ripper on Sunday.
Unsung heroes, the West Coast Eagles. Of course, they agreed to move this fixture forward a week. They were ordinarily scheduled for the bye, and they get a number of big-name players coming back after the bye. So for them to arrange to have this fixture brought forward is very big for them. They, of course, play at home. They're playing a red-hot Tigers who are back in some good form, but I think the West Coast are very strong at Optus Stadium, so I'm going to tip them in a tight one. 13 points the difference.
All righty, and then on Monday, Melbourne take on Collingwood.
Yeah, this is the big one. Of course, the Queen's Birthday Clash, the annual game, the big freeze. Unfortunately, we won't be able to see it at the MCG for Neil Danaher, but I encourage everyone to go in and buy a beanie to raise money for MND research. Nathan Buckley, well, what a hero he's been for the Collingwood Football Club. Very significant figure. This will be his last match at the helm. I don't think it's going to be a good one, though, Matt Mann. I think the D's will win this. 35 points the difference.
There we go. Triple M rocks football with thanks to McDonald's and up the mighty West Coasters, mate. Although I'm a fan of Richmond as well, so I'm not really too phased who wins in that particular game, but up the mighty West Coasters. Great. Good on you, Donnie. Thank you so much, mate. We'll catch up again next week, eh?
Thanks, Matt, man. Appreciate it.
Good on you, mate. Don Harley at Triple M.